Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims on the home of Yankees radio, The Fan.
How are we doing on this Monday morning? 4:05.
Nothing to say, but what a day. How's your boy been?
My boy hit one to the fence the other day, and he won't shut up about it. Congratulations, Tommy. Good morning. We started with baseball as the New York Yankees were unable to put the Boston Red Sox away. The Boston Red Sox were teetering. The Boston Red Sox have all kinds of internal issues. Their superstar and the relationship with the front office and the coach and not playing third and playing first. The offense has been a disaster. Pitching staff hasn't been very good. They've been losing. They're under 500. They go into the series 9.5 games back of the New York Yankees for first place, and the Yankees had an opportunity against their biggest rival. That's right, it's still their biggest rival, and clearly with the way the Yankee fans, I'm sure, feel waking up on this Monday morning after getting beat in prime time on Fox on Saturday and Sunday Night Baseball and getting absolutely pounded by the Boston Red Sox. And that's, like, look, the starting pitching wasn't good. Ryan Yarbrough has been great. He saved, you know, many people thought he saved the season. We were about to really go nuts after if they got swept by the Dodgers. He throws an unbelievable game against the Dodgers. He's been great for them, stepping into that fifth man in the rotation role. He got absolutely pounded, gave up 8 runs on Saturday. And then Rodon last night. Rodon, who's been great for a month and a half, hasn't had a bad start in forever. Gives up a 2-run shot, loses it all at once. Gives up a 2-run shot, manages to get out of that inning. Gives up a 3-run shot the next inning. Walks too many guys, as you heard in the clip, kind of all over the place. And the Boston Red Sox step into Yankee Stadium and come alive. And just pound the baseball, kill the bullpen, kill the starters. I still think Carlos Rodon and Ryan Yarbrough get a break for me. I mean, Carlos Rodon, I know the history of him over the last couple years with the Yankees. But this year in particular, he has been every bit of an ace. He is an all-star. He is having an incredible season, and he has earned the right to have one bad start, even if it's against the Red Sox, even if it's to lose a series, even if it allows the Red Sox to gather some momentum. And that's what pisses me off most about it, but he's allowed to have one bad start without overreacting. And I know Yankee fans don't like him, and I still don't know if I trust him in a big spot. This was not one of those big spots that prove. I mean, they're up 9.5 games in the division over the Boston Red Sox. It's June 8th. That is not a game to judge Carlos Rodon on last night. I still don't know how, if I trust him completely in a big spot. We'll find out. But he has earned the right to have one bad start without asking those questions, without overreacting. It's just one game. He's earned that right. But it doesn't change the fact that the Boston Red Sox could have been put out of their misery. There's talks about trading Duran. There's talks about reshaping this team and bringing up the kids and playing everybody. They're dealing with injuries. They've got infighting. It's just been a miserable start to their year. And instead of giving them, I don't know if a death blow is necessarily fair because it's only June 8th, but making a statement about the division, making a statement about the haves and the have-nots, making a statement about who the Yankees are and who they are. Instead, the Yankees spit the bit, allow the Boston Red Sox to come into their building and absolutely kick the ever-loving tar out of the entire pitching staff. Even the game they won, they had a 7-game lead and were hanging on for dear life at the end. It was an ugly weekend for the New York Yankees pitching staff, who needs to get it together. And honestly, since Weaver went down, you really wonder. Williams has been okay. He hasn't blown a game. He's been a little shaky at times, but he's been okay. It's what's the rest of the bullpen? Weaver is the guy who holds it all together. He's the linchpin of the bullpen. And right now, what you saw from guys like Jonathan Loaisiga, still coming back from an injury, not himself. Guys like Cruz, who was great before the shoulder injury, before the strain he had in his lat muscle, or whatever, the soreness he had. He's come back and not been as good. He gives up 2 runs in this game. Tim Hill gives up a big hit in this game. This bullpen right now, without Weaver for the next 4 weeks or so, is really going to have to find itself and do a hell of a lot better than it did against the Boston Red Sox, who absolutely pounded it. 888-808-1019. I also talked about Pete Alonso, who had an incredible series. Another 2 home runs yesterday. He leads Major League Baseball in RBIs. He passes David Wright for second on the all-time home run list for the New York Mets. And he is, without question, in the MVP conversation. And, you know, he has just been the most clutch. I mean, his season between this year and last year could not be more different. Last year, he couldn't come through with a big hit to save his life. This year, while the team struggles with runners in scoring position, and still is, Friday night was 0 for 10 at one point. Saturday, to start the game until the fifth inning, was not hitting with runners in scoring position. Friday night, bases loaded, nobody out. Beatty strikeout, Alvarez strikeout, Mauricio strikeout. But there he is at the end of the game, giving you just enough to tie the game. And then, of course, the other superstar of this team, the other captain of this team, the other leader of this team comes through as well with a broken pinky toe. But Pete Alonso has done an incredible job this year. He is on his way to becoming, if he stays here, arguably the greatest Met position player of all time. And that's why, for me, when you take into a bunch of different circumstances, I want to talk to him about contract right now. That's kind of been my thought. I know it's not necessarily about that right now. You want to, you know, how he's playing. You want to continue to win games. He's in the MVP conversation. But for me, right now, I just look at it and I say to myself, free agency is going to be so different for him this year as opposed to last year. So different. He's not going to have a pick attached to him, which I think really hampered what other teams were willing to give him last year. He's obviously coming off a much better year. He's better defensively. He's having this incredible clutch season. And Vladimir Guerrero broke the mold where first basemen really weren't getting paid, and then Vladimir Guerrero got the big-time contract. I could see Pete Alonso getting a big contract, and not that Steve Cohen can't afford it. Clearly he can. But I question whether or not David Stearns envisions this roster. I still think you can glean a little bit in his thinking in how he handled Pete Alonso in the offseason last year. And if it becomes a frenzy in the, you know, in free agency for Pete Alonso, I just don't know if he envisions Pete to a long-term contract with this roster. I just don't know. So to me, now is the time to play to Pete's vanity and how much he loves being a Met, convince him to stay, give him a shorter-term deal, try and see if he'll take a friendly deal, which he might just, because if it gets to free agency, I think this contract is going to get out of control, and I just don't know if David Stearns will deviate from his thought process. He won't pay pitchers because look what he's able to do. He wants to stay young. He doesn't want to have multiple long-term deals. He's got Beatty. He's got Vientos. He's got Mauricio. He's got all the other guys coming up in the wings. I think the Pete Alonso conversation is an interesting one, and it's one if I'm the Mets and I'm Stearns and I get the idea my owner's going to make me do this, let me try now and see what kind of deal I can get with Pete before I have to start competing with the rest of Major League Baseball. 888-808-1019. Let's get to Pat in the Bronx. What's up, Pat?
Good morning, Chris. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Congratulations on your new slot there on Saturday.
Thank you. Morning. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's been fun. I'm looking forward to keep doing it. It's an honor considering the others who have held that slot. So I'm really excited about it.
I hope it doesn't disrupt your sleep schedule too badly.
Of course it. I got to be up now. I'm up at 6 o'clock on a Saturday morning. I tell you what it has done is now Sundays are my sleeping day. That's just it. The wife has to understand. I am sleeping till 10 a.m. on Sundays. That's just the way it is.
I don't have to do any research, but could you look up what age Goldschmidt was when he signed with St. Louis and how many years they gave him? And if that's the case, shouldn't Alonso get the same thing adjusted for inflation, get a Goldschmidt-like St. Louis contract to play with the Mets? Can you imagine if it had been Vientos at first and Beatty at third up until now?
No, 100%. I totally agree. Look, this is about... I'm not trying to say, yeah, I think that I want to sign him, and I'm concerned because of how it was handled last year. Now, let me see. His first year in St. Louis was 31, and it was 6-year deal. So it was a 6-year deal, and he was 31.
Adjust that for inflation now for Alonso.
I don't think the years, I don't know what in years inflation, money, sure. Yeah, he's going to get paid a lot more than, I got to go look at the exact contract. I just went to his stats so I can give you the age and the years. I don't think they don't want to give him more than 5 or 6 years. That's why I'm saying he's got two more years on his extension at $30 million per. Why don't you go to him now and say, listen, let's just pick up that extension. You got two more years at 30, and then we'll tack on two more at 40 each. Like that's see if he's willing to take that and play for another 4 years at, you know, big money. I just think Stearns doesn't want to sign him long term. I have that in my head.
What Stearns wants. What I understand, I was listening to Steve Cohen when he said it was tiring last year dealing with Boris.
Yep.
It was tiring. And I know Alonso doesn't want to make a bad name for himself for the Mets. He knows he doesn't want to end up in some unknown city somewhere playing out the rest of his career. He's not Mike Hampton. He doesn't care about the school system. He
wants of course. To be a Absolutely.
Met. Give him the money.
100% he wants to be a Met, and I would give him the money. And look, I'm saying this fully aware of the idea that if Steve Cohen just says, hey, look, he proved it, we're done. He's getting paid. Whatever it is, we're doing it. Then we don't have to talk to him necessarily. But I just, you know, and again, you talked about it being tiring, and I understand that. That's why I want to try and get it done now. And as far as Pete goes, I would say this to Met fans, right? He's entitled. Like, as much as he wants to be a Met, and there is no doubt he does, I'm not dismissing that. I'm not saying he 100% wants to play nowhere else. But if he hits free agency after the way it was handled by the Mets last year and how he proved himself this year, I would hope to think that any Met fan would understand it's his right to go out there and shop himself and get as much money as humanly possible. And I wouldn't begrudge him if David Stearns draws a line in the sand and someone else blows right past it. That's life. Now, I don't know if he'll do that because I agree with you. He wants to be a Met desperately. That's why I would go talk to him now and avoid all the ugliness of allowing other teams to talk to him, because I'm telling you, this year is going to be completely different. Last year, they were able to have him come to them. They did extend a little bit and paid him $30 million and made him the highest paid first baseman in the sport. They didn't have to do that. They did that as a gesture, and he took it, and I'm sure he appreciated it. But ultimately, I'm sure he's not thrilled with the level of love they showed him. I don't think he's overly bitter, but I'm sure he's not thrilled. And I would just want to avoid, because he's coming off an MVP-type season right now, and who knows if he wins it, which would be the first Met ever to an MVP. Which would be damn near impossible. Like, that's the other thing, too. Like, if he wins the MVP, it's impossible not to sign him. Like, if you're the Mets, go talk to him now. See if you can get him, if he wins the MVP. How do you not bring him back? How did the fan base go nuts? But he's coming off a much better season. He's not going to have picks attached to him. And there's already been a big-time, long-term free agent first baseman contract, which we really hadn't seen. Now, I know he's younger, so the years, but the money, the years, the whole thing, we had not seen a first baseman get paid. Vladimir Guerrero got paid. All of those factors make me think it's going to be a wild free agency for Pete Alonso coming off this season. I would want to avoid that at all costs. I would go look to pay him right now. Eddie in Rockland. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, buddy. What's happening, man?
What's going on with you?
Well, let's
spreading lies about me?
No, listen. Listen, don't even go there, man. First of all, you know the last caller, Pat, is a big caller on the Richard Neers show, man, and you talked about guys you replaced on Saturday. Did you happen to write a little letter to the Neers as you pushed them out the door? Huh?
You're something else, Ed. You are something else.
Sorry, Chris.
I didn't push anyone out the door. I didn't take near shift. I didn't push anyone out the door. I said, I've known Richard for a while. I said, Richard has done an incredible job, and I'm glad he's back. And I didn't, no, but let's get to the point of you saying to Joe Beningo that I complained in the open of my first ever Saturday show.
No.
Eddie, you wait a minute. You good?
All right, I'm waiting.
You ready? Okay.
Yeah.
You told Joe Beningo, and I heard you. You told Joe Beningo in my first ever Saturday show
in the open,
that I complained that this shift is going to take time away from me and my son's little league. That in the open of the show, I complained.
Right. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying. When do you want me to?
You're lying.
No.
Yes.
I'll clear my name as the, wait a minute, as you said, as the bike tour that you said that I got you involved in the bike tour when you were,
I never said
on,
you got me involved
wait a minute,
in anything.
Wait, Chris, don't overtalk now. Wait a minute.
No. I talk as much as I want. I overtalk, you undertalk. That's how it works.
Right.
I never said that you got me involved in anything. All I said is you love to bring it up.
Many times.
No. You didn't get me involved in anything. You don't have the power to get me involved in anything. Like, you don't have, like, you don't work here. You don't have the power to get me involved in anything. You called up Joe and you blatantly lied about what I said in my open. And now you're calling me up and trying to put me on the spot with Richard Deere. Like, bro, you guys, let's just talk sports, man. What are you doing? Why do you get such a kick out of this? I don't get it. Just call and talk. Take me out on my takes. I know you want to talk about Aaron Rodgers. Call me an idiot for thinking Aaron Rodgers is going to have a good year in Pittsburgh and that he should have been the Jets quarterback or even the Giants quarterback. I wanted all of that. I wanted him to be the Jets quarterback. I wanted him to be the Giants quarterback, and I think he's going to be really good in Pittsburgh.
Can't keep Aaron Rodgers out my mouth.
I can't keep him out my mouth. Call me an idiot. Let's talk sports. Don't get involved in other things that have no concern to you. No, don't take it. I'll talk to him tomorrow. He's calling back. No, I'm not talking to you. Don't overtalk. I'll overtalk. I'll undertalk. I'll do whatever I want. Eddie. Jeff in Fort Lee. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Chris. How's it going?
Good, buddy. How are you?
You can talk as much as you want. Your voice is the sound of angels.
Thank you very much. You know, you're not the first person to say that. I appreciate it.
Hey, listen, game recognizes game.
And
I'll get to the Mets in a minute, but I still haven't watched game one of the Eastern Conference Finals or the end of the. I can't do it. Anyway.
It's tough. It's tough.
I was at a bar with my buddies and at the three. When who's that guy that hit all those threes towards the end? I forget his name.
Neesmith.
Once he hit two or three in a row. Yep. I was like, this is it.
I'll tell you, he hit the second one. I got up off my couch and started pacing. I sensed it early on. I think most people did. There was just something about the way the broadcast was talking, too. It's like, you know, well, listen, threes are the great equalizer. I mean, if they start hitting threes, and then it was like, boom, boom. And I think the second one was, like, contested, too. And I was like, oh, Jesus. Like, here we go. Like, I could just feel it.
If he had just missed one, that was it. They would have been like, all right, we gave it our best shot.
Oh, man, right. if he misses just one, if they don't overturn the loose ball foul call on OG Anunoby, if they actually call the goaltending, if Halliburton's shot doesn't go 35 feet in the air and then fall right back down through the hoop, there's a million things that if they don't happen, the Knicks win that game. And possibly the series.
No, we're not firing anybody. Chris, on to the Mets. Mm-hmm. Well, we're pretty much on in lockstep with the Knicks and maybe even some other teams. But when it comes to the Mets and the Yankees, I hate to do this to you guys. The Mets are much better. I mean, it'd be really cool to see Alonso and Judge win MVPs in the same year.
Mm-hmm.
But the Mets just, I mean, if you guys are lucky enough to get to the World Series versus the Mets are going to win the division.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're just going to blow the doors off the Yankees.
Well, they did play a series, and I don't know if you noticed, but the Yankees won it. I'm just saying,
you can say
whatever you want. Like, the one tangible fact of who's better head-to-head belongs to the New York Yankees at the moment. I don't know what makes you think that the Mets are much better other than they just got done pounding the Colorado Rockies while the Yankees had a tough series against the Boston Red Sox, who, oh, that's right, by the way, the Mets lost to them as well. So, and this is you started this. My point wasn't to dog the Mets. The Mets are very, very good. The Mets are very, very good, and I agree with you. They're going to win the division. Absolutely, I agree with you. And they're pitching from Griffin Canning on down. And, I've been saying it for a while. Griffin Canning is Exhibit A. That's what I've been calling Griffin Canning. Exhibit A of the unbelievable success of this pitching lab. Even going back to last year, this is the most impressive one to me is Griffin Canning. Clay Holmes transitioning him to a reliever. Unbelievable what they've done with transitioning from being a reliever. Incredible. But he was a two-time All-Star. Like, I know he's had good stuff. Now, they've just managed to add another pitch and, you know, get him to, you know, throw more innings. But ultimately, I knew he had good stuff. He's been, you know, he had an entire half a year where he was the best reliever in all of baseball. Like, I knew he had good stuff. Still very impressive. I'm not trying to knock it. I'm just saying, good arm. Great stuff. Luis Severino, miserable his last year with the Yankees. But prior to that, ace. Every time he hit the mound, he was a good pitcher. They resurrected his career and helped him off of a miserable year. Sean Manaea was a number two starter for Oakland. Like, these guys hadn't done that in a while and were at their best, and it's very impressive what they did. But those are good arms who've had success and successful careers. What they're doing with Griffin Canning, who was arguably the worst starter on the worst franchise for starting pitching in the last 10 years. Like, they can't get a starter to save their lives, and this might have been their worst one in a rotation of bad pitching, and he's unbelievable. So the starting pitching has been excellent, but I know Carlos Rodon got hit up yesterday. Carlos Rodon has been incredible this year. He's still pitching to an ERA under 3, and he's got a whip under 1. Max Fried has been great this year, except for one start against the Dodgers. Like, their rotation's been pretty good. I agree with you. The Mets is more consistent, but the Yankees starting pitching is pretty good. And their offense has scored more runs than the Mets. I think they're comparable. I think they're both very good teams in first place. Anyone who's going to call me up and say the Mets are better, I can't argue it. But, you know, you're going to tell me they're so much better. They're going to beat them in the World Series. They'd be lucky if they win a game. They've played 3 times. Yankees won 2. 888-808-1019. Quick break. More calls on sports and sports things. Or my singing. Or, you know, anything else. Really, anyone except Eddie can call me and talk about anything. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
Oh, 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Taking you to the warm-up show at 5. I just saw Al walk through here for a second. I was thinking about something. I got to ask him. Obviously, he does all the song parodies and stuff a lot. I don't know if he's... I haven't heard a new one in a while. Maybe still... You know, I know he's still doing it. I just don't know if anything's come up as of late. But I was listening, and maybe I'm late on this, and they have done this already. But I was listening... I was in the car, and Paul Simon came on, and it was, you know, You Can Call Me Al. And I was wondering, like... that. Because it sounds, you know, if you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Jerry. Jerry, when you call me, you can call me Al. Never thought of, like, Jerry and Al, it works. Instead of Betty, just put Jerry in there. I don't know why I was thinking about that. I was like, that's just, it's a weird thing to think about. But it's true. I was listening to the song and I'm like, Jerry and Al. They should use Paul Simon. You can call me Al. I wonder if they've ever thought about that. 888-808-1019. I got to go ask him. Because that would be, I know they got the Tommy open, which is great. I love Tommy. The Uncle Ernie's Holiday Camp, but I think it'd be funny. I can call you Jerry. Eddie works too, really, but the two of them on the other side of the glass. Either one, Jerry, Eddie. Someone's calling him Al. Doesn't have to be Betty. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. And yes, the Yankees got their teeth kicked in last night. And you know what? First of all, let's just talk about the broadcast. Can we just... because a bunch of stuff that bothers me about the broadcast. One, stop the in-game interviews. They're terrible. And this isn't even about Jazz making an error while he was on camera, which has happened, you know, way too many times. They're distracted. They don't give good answers. It's dumb. And I know they think they're going to get one. It got, you know, Soto in trouble for not wanting to do it, which I don't blame him with these dumb questions. You got, you know, Jazz. Of course they're going to. I mean, the question is, you know, this was an honest-to-God question that Jazz got asked. You know, the manager seems to really like you. What? Yeah? Yeah, we have a good relationship. I feel like I could tell him anything. Like, what? The manager really seems to like you? Like, I don't know. It's ridiculous. And the other thing, I know that Yankee fans might have got involved in it and had a good time with it. But how many times do they have to tell us that the starting pitcher, Dobbins, you know, made a stupid comment about never wanting to play for the Yankees? Like, who cares? Do Yankee fans, do you honestly care that some rookie pitcher we never heard of who ends up winning the game after giving up the home run to Judge kind of settles in? Do we honestly care that some kid who grew up a Boston fan said he would never play for the Yankees? So what? It's absolute nonsense. Do you think that kid honestly would rather be out of baseball and give up on his dream than wear the pinstripes? It's so stupid. Same thing with Vladimir Guerrero. Vladimir Guerrero said the same thing. Oh, I love beating the Yankees. I don't want to play for the Yankees. Screw the Yankees. I don't play for the Yankees. Then the trade deadline last year, it's like, well, listen, I'll go anywhere. I'm a professional like you. What a shocker. What an absolute shocker. You'd play for the Yankees and try and win a championship. No. You'd rather stay in Toronto. I guess maybe you would. But if you got traded, you'd rather just like be, trade me anywhere. I don't care. Not the Yankees, please. There's one, as Judge said in the broadcast, there's one player who said it who honestly, he meant it and could actually back it up because he's one of the great players of any generation. Ken Griffey Jr. If you're as good as Ken Griffey Jr., then by all means, say you won't play for the Yankees, say whatever you want. Otherwise, I really don't care. And the idea that this kid wouldn't play for the Yankees, it's a ridiculous statement. Why did we pay so much attention? This is the stuff I don't get. Like, why do we get so hung up on this crap? Like, as a Yankee fan, are you annoyed that he said that? Like, I could care less if some kid I don't know says he wouldn't play for the Yankees. Like, oh, wow, the disrespect. Yeah, that the Yankee pinstripes don't mean what it used to mean. Dobbins wouldn't play for them. Yeah, okay. So it's so dumb, and they brought it up every 10 seconds. I love David Cone, but that broadcast is tough. And I don't usually get hung up on broadcasts. That broadcast is tough. I mean, some of them, I mean, the Apple broadcast, this broadcast, some of them are tough, man. And I honestly, to God, do not care that this kid doesn't want to play for the Yankees. One, it's lies. And two, I don't give a damn. All I care about is the fact that the Yankees got their teeth kicked in and couldn't get an out. And the bullpen has been, you know, terrible. But none of that matters. It's not the bullpen. We know what the real problem is. It's not the bullpen. It's not the offense. It's not Ryan Yarbrough. It's not anything other than Aaron Boone. Aaron Boone is clearly the only problem the Yankees have. And every move he makes is the wrong one. And he is absolutely killing me. And never mind the fact that, you know, the starting pitcher spit the bit and they were losing in all these games, but he's the one who lost it. People honestly hit me up, and I know it's a small minority, but people honestly hit me up and say Boone lost the game. Boone lost the game. That they were down 5 runs in. Aaron Boone lost it. Because he didn't bring in high leverage relievers to keep a deficit, to save a loss. It's just the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. You could disagree here or there. I get it. Boone lost the game that they got, that the starting pitcher gave up 8 runs. That they were behind the entire game. That they never tied it. He's the reason they lost. Amazing. 888-808-1019. I get so annoyed by that. I could do a show strictly on just Boone haters. It's unbelievable to me. Greg and Elizabeth, what's up, Greg?
Yeah, how you doing?
How good. How are you, buddy?
I want to take a shot at Pat. Not take a shot, but he said tiring. No, they said it was exhausting to deal with the Alonso contract. I hate when when billionaires get exhausted.
Yeah, it's frustrating. I agree. It sucks when they're exhausted.
The other thing is, remember the when they played the Dodgers and there was the in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
Marte hit the single at center, and Alonso scored, and did the head-first slide.
Mm-hmm.
I would have sworn, I'm not going to do any head-first slide, one-year contract. Yeah, he's playing like he got a 10-year contract.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, he does have...
Like Pete knows to play.
Yeah, well, listen, no, if he gets hurt, he does have a 3-year contract that he could opt into. It's only a 1-year deal if he opts out of it, and right now I don't think there's any doubt he's going to. But yeah, and you know what? He's not fast, but he is a pretty good base runner. And he does have some pretty good slides. And he's got a knack for, you know, getting the opposite hand in on, especially at home. He's had a couple of good home slides at home. And look, and he's better defensively this year. Other than, you know, the airmailed throw against the Yankees at home and a little bit of a, I hate to use the word yips, but a little bit of that kind of situation going on with the throw to first. I mean, around the bag, he's been great. Even just his range at first base has been improved to me. I think he's having his best year overall in every facet of the game, other than maybe home runs. He's on a pace to not hit as many as his rookie year. But other than that, and I'm sure that'll even pick up, as it has over the last couple of games, he's on pace for 45. So it's slightly down from his rookie season. But other than that, I would venture to say probably everything else is trending in the best of his career, including defense, including base running. And, you know, the guy has, since that home run against Devin Williams, he's been clutch. And I do think, I know everyone, I'm getting it on Twitter now, that Scott Boras doesn't sign extensions. I get that. I really feel like this is kind of different. I really feel like if there's the one guy, I think Pete signed Scott Boras because of the negotiations when he was trying to get the extension a couple years ago. The way they went and how the Mets were playing hardball, he said, okay, now I got to go get an agent who plays hardball. I do believe, despite the fact that that is correct, typically Scott Boras clients do not sign midseason extensions, and especially coming off MVP seasons. I get it. I do believe Pete is a different cat, and I do believe he wants to be a Met. And I'm curious how David Stearns sees it. And right now, how do you not trust David Stearns? And look, he doesn't get off his plan. They had opportunity, they had money, they're trying to make a Juan Soto thing stick. Now, that's the other thing too, like, maybe last year they didn't want to pay Pete. They already paid Juan Soto. This year they won't have that splash, and they'll have to give Pete a contract. But I'm just saying, last year it felt like to me, I know he was coming off a down year, it still felt to me like David Stearns doesn't want to sign this type of player to a long-term deal. Doesn't want to sign a first baseman who is somewhat unathletic. That's probably unfair, but you know, his body type, first baseman, lumbering. Who knows how that body will age? I think it'll age just. I think the power will be there for a long time. I don't know if the rest of it, the batting average, the OPS, all that stuff, but I think the power will probably be there for a while. Like Jim Thome, I just don't know how he sees it. I don't know how he sees giving these long-term contracts. They've talked about long-term contracts and not having too many on the books. Right? They don't want to pay pitching. They don't. They don't want long-term contracts. Is he gonna turn and say, well, listen, he's been so good and the fans love him, we got to do it? Maybe the owner will. But I would love to see Pete sign a contract and be locked up now because he deserves it. And I just think free agency could get out of hand. It's going to be a completely different situation than it was last year. 888-808-1019. Quick break. More of your calls next as we take you to 5 o'clock in the Warm Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan, always live on the free Odyssey app.
There it is. I can call you Jerry. And Jerry, when you call me, you can call me up. You're welcome. I give these things for free. Why am I soft in the middle? I can tell you why. Years of working Guitar Center next to McDonald's. 888-808-1019. But, I just wonder if he's done all these song parodies. He should do one of himself. I can call you Jerry, and Jerry, when you call me, you can call me out. It works. All right, let's see if we can get some calls in the last 9 minutes or so before we get to the aforementioned Al and Jerry and the warm-up show. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Richie in Queens. What's up, Richie?
Chris, how are you?
I'm doing well, buddy. How are you?
All right, just to bow on, put a bow on the thing with the Knicks. The more I think about it, obviously Dolan was involved. I think the question was, somebody was on with Moose the other day, and my feeling was if he had got to the finals, this wouldn't have happened. I really think that Dolan was really convinced that after winning the Boston series and being favored over Indiana, they were going to the finals. And I think that last game and the first game really took a toll on him, and he felt, and you know, and if it's a reactionary thing, where they're going to get dysfunctional again.
Half the fan base agrees with the move. So, I mean, like, you know, a lot of people agree with firing him.
Yeah, it's tough to do it. I'm not shocked. You know, I'm a little surprised, but yeah, it's not the most outrageous thing in the world. But when the guy gets to the, in the finals in the end, conference, it's very unusual.
Agree, and that's right. but that's part of my problem. I'm gonna let you finish. I'm gonna let you get to your next points. Because it does, like the idea that if they got to the NBA finals, would the exit interviews be any different? Wouldn't there still be players telling you I'm not playing for them, or there's real problems? Like, but you would ignore them because you won, you know, two more playoff games. Like, I don't. Like it seems all just weird to me, man. It just seems weird.
Yeah, it would have been really difficult at that point to do that, to get to the finals and fire him. And people would say, because it seems like he's got a lot of people on the, you know, players that really kind of like him and love him.
Certainly the star of the team loves him.
Yeah, so I thought that was it. And real quick with the Mets, an incredible story where Cohen and obviously Jeremy Hefner, to get these guys in, to get Holmes in the way they did, to make and how good he's been. Obviously Griffin Canning, you know, and Peterson's become a star. Alonso's just made his future, Chris. It's incredible. You know, it's always like, oh, well, you really need a big plodding first baseman. Hey, the guy's got 63 RBIs.
I get it. No, he's hitting 300.
Yeah, and you're gonna get Minaya back, maybe Montos. They are really, really in a good position. And
absolutely.
And I know the Yankees, you know, a little cuff, losing two out of three. Yeah. But their two top pitchers are Freed and Rodon. What now? What after that? That's going to be an issue with them. It's going to be
They have Luis Hill coming back.
Thank you.
You got it. Luis Hill's coming back. I think Clark Schmidt is the epitome of the number three starter or number four starter at the worst. Like, he gives you a quality start every time out. He gives you five or six, two or three runs every time. Sometimes it's 5-3, which wouldn't be or even 5 innings isn't a quality start. But you get my point. He keeps you in every game. Every game. I have no problem with Clark Schmidt being in this rotation. Do I feel really overly good about him in a postseason start? I don't know if he's capable of dominating, but again, he's going to give me, I think the worst start he's going to give me is 5 innings, 3 runs. I'll live with it. Because again, it's easy to point to that and go, well, where do they go from there? Where does Boston go for game three? Where do a lot of these teams go for game three? Like, the Tigers have a good rotation. The Mariners have a good rotation, but their offense is, like, again, and the back end of the Yankees bullpen has an opportunity when Weaver's healthy to be really good. So, yeah, it's a concern, and they're going to go look to attack it at the trade deadline. Plus, Luis Gil is coming back. The rookie of the year throws 99 miles an hour. He's got good stuff. But I don't disagree. They got the two starters, and then you're worried about a third and fourth starter. I think if Luis Gil comes back as in himself, I could trust Clark Schmidt as a fourth starter in a postseason series. You could live with that. How many people got a better fourth starter than Clark Schmidt? Guy pitched to an under 3 ERA last year. So I'm not overly concerned, and I know they lost the series. They've won 8 of their last 10 series. I know this one is big because it's the Boston Red Sox. I know it was Saturday night and Sunday night, prime time, and you watch them get pounded. You watch them get pounded on Saturday as well, last week against the Dodgers. They won on Sunday Night Baseball against the Dodgers. They won the series in between against Cleveland, who is a playoff team. But we don't care about the wins. We only care about the losses. They're the ones, the wins are meaningless, and the losses are, you know, very telling. The wins, not so much. The losses, they're very important, and they mean everything. And the offense really came through big in this series. The offense kept plugging away. The offense kept trying to come back. The bullpen was terrible in this series. The starting pitching was terrible in this series. They got absolutely pounded. And that's what's frustrating to me. It's how I opened the show. Because I know, you know, many Yankee fans probably aren't going to be happy with this. I'm not overly concerned with how the Yankees played in the series. It wasn't very good. It's disappointing. It sucks. They're in first place. They're 8.5 games over the Red Sox. They're 4.5 games up, 5 in the loss column in first place against teams that I don't deem to be very good. There are weaknesses. There are flaws, of course. But they've won a hell of a lot over the last month. It was a bad series where they got pounded. What bothers me is it's the Red Sox, and it feels like, whether it's going to happen or not, it feels like you've given breath to the Red Sox that were just stumbling. It was a perfect opportunity to just put your foot on the throat of the Boston Red Sox and say, you don't belong. And instead, they came in here and scored a bunch of runs and kicked the crap out of every pitcher they faced. And now I'm sure they're telling themselves, hey, the Yankees are one of the best teams in the American League. They're first place in our division, and we just went into their building and kicked the crap out of them. This might be a line of demarcation for the Red Sox season. I didn't want to be that for them. I wanted to be the opposite of that for them. And not that I'm overly scared of them or that I think they can't beat them or that I think they're going to make up the 8.5 games. No, I don't think any of those. I am not afraid of them. I think if they played in a postseason series, the Yankees would win. And I don't think they're catching them down 8.5. But I thought there was a chance, as there's talks of trading Duran. There was a chance this team could have went really south with an ass kicking from the Yankees. And instead, it feels like we'll see what happens moving forward, because they've been really bad. They've been sloppy defensively. They haven't really hit all that much, although they pounded the Yankees. Their starting pitching has been suspect. The back end of the bullpen outside of Aroldis Chapman has not been good. They've been a bad baseball team, and they are under 500 still. And they are 8.5 games back, even after winning the series. But I wanted to end it. Not necessarily end their season, but end them as a threat at all. And really further stamp the idea that this team is floundering. And instead, they came in here and, you know, Devers with all that's all circulating him, and he doesn't want to play first and blah, blah, blah. He's pounding home runs. He's not running the ball out, but he's pounding home runs, right? Trevor Story's been one of the worst offensive players in the sport this year. He's pounding the baseball. Campbell has really struggled for them. A young prospect that they have big high hopes for has really struggled as their second baseman. He's getting big hits, hitting a two-run home run, getting the scoring started the other night with a base hit the other way. Like, just some of their problems seem to get solved at Yankee Stadium. The Yankees allowed them to come in and solve problems as well as take a series. That's what pisses me off the most. Not that I think the bullpen's going to get beat up forever. Not that I think, you know, Carlos Rodon is going to start to suck. I still think the Yankees are good. I still think the Yankees are going to win a division. I'm not overly concerned. But man, oh man, what an opportunity they had to put their foot on the throat of their biggest rival. And instead, they came in here and solved problems.
Just move your ass and get the hell out of here.
All right, I'm going, Boomer. Jeez. Now listen, think about the Eddie and Jerry thing. The Al and Jerry song. I'm just think of it. That's all I'm asking. Think about it. I'll catch you guys tomorrow for a 5-hour midnight ride. Thank you to Rami. Thank you guys for calling and listening. I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN New York.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.